Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles, Indigi Femme and their new release, Indian Souvenir. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. I've got a fascinating show for you today. Indigi Femme are a folk rock duo that have made a name for themselves throughout Indian country and the land of Australia with their engaging live performances and spirited musicality. Comprised of singers and guitarists Tosh Terry of the Navajo Nation and Elena Higgins of Maori and Samoan heritage from New Zealand, the duo seeks to combine the indigenous worldviews of the northern and southern hemispheres and sets it all to music on their latest release, Indian Souvenir. I had a chance to speak with Tosh Terry and Elena Higgins of Indigi Femme in regard to their new album and their recent tour of Australia, and you'll get to hear that in just a few minutes. Here is Indigi Femme with the title track of their latest CD, Indian Souvenir.
Take away your 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 Indian souvenir.
The lines left for me. You are angry, I am sad. Said it all, no more to say.
Guilt, fear, and shame. Love's a wondrous thing, peaceful like rain.
Take away your Indian souvenir.
You say, came upon a mountain top, found your truth,
medicine way.
Take away your Indian souvenir.
Take away your Indian souvenir.
That was Indigifem with the title track of their latest CD, Indian Souvenir. Visit the group at their official website, www.indigifem.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with singers and guitarists Tosh Terry and Elena Higgins of Indigifem. Here's how it went. Talk a little about this tour that you just got off of from Australia.
Well, we just we clocked up 40,000 miles from the time we left Santa Fe, New Mexico, and in the 3 months that we were away, we did this amazing tour, starting with the East Coast in America to Washington D.C., and we came back here, and then we shortly thereafter jumped on a plane and went to Australia, and we landed in Brisbane. And we rented a Wicked Van there, which is a company name of vans they rent out with sleepers and kitchenettes and stuff. And we took the van up the coast and around to Townsville, which is clearly on the other side of Australia. And this took several days of travel. We stopped in several places to play music and stay with friends and so forth. And when we got to Townsville, we got into the Aboriginal radio station and dropped off our new CD and got our van up on a ferry and went to Magnetic Island, where we had a few shows there. And as we were in Magnetic Island, we were able to really kind of connect with the elements, you know, the water. We went snorkeling, and it was just great because Elena was there for 6 years before she came to the States, very well connected. We got out of there with the van and the ferry, and we headed to Aboriginal Juvenile Detention Center, where Elena worked for 2 years before coming to the States. There we connected with some of the youth that are, you know, beautiful spirits with a little bit of rebel yell in them, and we were able to do music workshops with them and really encourage them to create music, in which case they were going towards more of the hip-hop rap scene. But nonetheless, they all had a beat. They all knew how to do amazing percussions, mostly Aboriginal children. And then we went that same day to the women and men's prison. And again, in both of those prisons was about 98-99% Aboriginal. So we went into the men's pods and then out to the men's yards. And then we talked and shared and prayed and blessed and thanked. And then we went over to the women's prison. And then we had a great concert out. And I think what they call the yard, and it was just filled with these gorgeous Aboriginal women that just had this most intense look, if you can imagine. If you've seen pictures of Aboriginal people, they have a very intense look, like they can read into your soul, and they really do. And it was very touching. It took everything in me not just to cry for freedom, you know. It was just wild. And we finished that, and then we continued onward and went up to Cairns and went into the Yarraba Aboriginal community and did some music there and had some Aboriginal musician backups. And then we really, really packed the van up and went with another outbacker woman, Margie, and she met us with our friend Vigilee from the States here. And we all cruised into the outback, following each other into Alice Springs, and that took about 4 days, and we had to pull over before dusk simply because there was just an outcry of dead kangaroos along the highway. And I mean, I swear, in the four days we traveled, we passed about 100 dead kangaroos, not to mention wedged eagles and just these huge animals. We saw emus, packs of them, kangaroos. It was just crazy. But as soon as the sun started, they just start popping in front of the road, and it's just, you know, that was quite an experience. Very sad, very sad, but that's what happens out there because there's no fences and stuff. And we got into Alice Springs, and we got in with this gorgeous Maori family, and I want to let Elena take over from here.
Thanks. Hi, this is Elena speaking. How are you doing, Brian?
Doing good, Elena. Good to hear you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on the show.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Not a problem.
Yeah. So basically, as Tosh was saying, on a geographical scale, from looking at the States is roughly the same size as Australia, being one huge island. And so basically it's like starting off from Albuquerque, going down the south coast around the outskirts of Texas, along the side to, say, Florida, and then up the east coast, and then coming along the top of the border of Canada and USA, and then basically coming straight down the guts of USA. So that's what we did geographically in Australia. And had a 42-day tour playing 35 venues. So one of the things that I really enjoyed was just driving for days on end, particularly from Townsville, as Tasha was saying, to Alice Springs. And there's about 10 stations, property stations, where they have sheep and cattle, or mainly Brahmin. And if you don't stop and fill your gas tank up, you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. So just having this pristine wilderness, driving for days. And then after Alice Springs, continuing on about 3 days drive south to Adelaide, same again. So that's what I thoroughly enjoy, just this amazing wilderness. And then, you know, we've got our Facebook, IndigiFan Facebook, so we're really delighted with the amount of people that have been following us on Facebook and coming out to our shows and coming up afterwards. It was really good. So essentially we were there promoting our new CD, which we released in May this year, titled Indian Souvenir. And before we took off to Australia, we were on the East Coast promoting that in a couple of festivals, and then went to Australia. We got back mid-July and was home packing the van, and then headed to the West Coast for 3 weeks. So, you know, in a nutshell, you know, I've got to say, being a homebody, it was a great 3 month tour, and kind of really sucking up being homebound.
And the new CD is wonderful, girls. Great work.
Oh, thank you so much.
Not a problem. And now that it's out there for people to hear, and all the work that has gone into it is behind you guys, how do you guys feel about the end result?
Well, I'm going to answer first. I think that it's a wonderful collective consciousness of bringing the Southern and the Northern Hemisphere spirits together. Because in both of our cultures, I coming from the Navajo Nation and Elena coming from the Maori and Samoan nations in the Southern Hemisphere of New Zealand, in that area, we all believe in spirits. You know, we believe that we travel with our spirits and that our spirits are with us wherever we go for protection and other types of signs that we either see or don't see or choose to or not to. In any case, with the combination of me and Elena, there's the Navajo, the Samoan, and the Maori cultures coming together, and all the cultures in between the Northern and Southern Hemispheres. And the content of our music is really about dropping the walls down and letting go of the idea of separation, so that, you know, these are words that have been shared with us by very great, wonderful, wise, spiritual people and stuff like that. But it really comes into application, and through our songs, it's just really about dropping the walls and letting go of that idea of separation. Let's just all come together and respect each other for who we are, and let's get rid of the idea of conquer and divide. And I think that's really the answer, especially with this big 2012 coming up. I think that's really what it's all about. And I'm going to pass it to Elena, Brian.
Thanks, Tash. So essentially, Brian, how does one feel? Actually really elated and very delighted. You know, I was talking before of basically driving 12 days straight in the outback of Australia. And because it's all in the outback, you know, there's one radio station. And we had a CD player. So essentially, we played the CD over and over again and never got sick of Indian Souvenir. And even now when I listen to it, it is really amazing. I mean, it just fills my heart and soul just with something of what Tash and I wanted to put together with the magic of producer Larry Mitchell, you know, who's really, really phenomenal, and also produced people like Joy Harjo and Shelley Morningstar, you know, he picked up a Grammy, just did a phenomenal job. So the fact that I can listen to it over again and not be tired of it, you know, is a huge thing. And, you know, through our emails, through Facebook, we're still getting really positive comments of people who have picked up Indian Souvenir. So we're looking forward at the end of the year going back into the studio with Larry in Insatiable Studios here in Santa Fe and looking at Diné Navajo traditional CD and also putting a track, a CD together next year for Māori traditional songs. And then in April and May, we're back on the East Coast for an extended time of 2 months and really promoting those two new albums as well as Indian Souvenir. So really looking forward to that.
Talk about how music began for each of you.
Okay, for me, I had a vision when I was 11 years old, and believe it or not, Stevie Nicks, she was back then in a band called Fleetwood Mac. And that album came out, Rumors, and I got it for my birthday. And I played it on an LP, you know, those LP albums.
Old enough to remember, yeah.
As I was playing it, I started to dance to it. And then I just listened to Gold Dust Woman and some of those other great hits that came off that album. I just went into intense manifestation, man. And I was just like, wow, I want to be on stage playing a guitar. So I got myself a guitar. Well, my mother got me a guitar. And I learned the basic blues, you know, da-dun, 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 da-dun. Well, that was the end of that. In 1984, I was in an unfortunate incident where I was unable to walk for an extended period of time. During that time, I was very depressed. And I had that guitar looking at me. And I had homeschooling, and I was kind of bedridden. And I just kept looking at that guitar, and that guitar was like talking to me, saying, play me, please. So finally I picked up the guitar, and I picked it up, and since then I've been, once I learned the chords, there was no stopping me, that guitar. Not that guitar, because that guitar is long gone, but since then the guitar has always been by my side. And many people have come into my life through that vehicle of a guitar as well. And
So essentially for me, in New Zealand, where I was born and bred, I got into teaching and, you know, said I could play the guitar. I had this very cheap, nasty thing that, you know, didn't make any sound. And, you know, I'd kind of pick it up and play a little tune. And then what would happen, to get this job, I said, oh, I could play the guitar. And when all the students came back for the start of the year, we had this assembly, and then I was asked to play the guitar. So it was a kind of like getting in straight from there. But essentially, for me, it really, my music career and belief essentially started in 2002 from a traumatic experience. And then for me, within the healing of the music, really believing in my voice and then deciding what do I want to do, which was essentially to share a message of love on stage. And then that opened up doors of traveling around Australia, where I lived for 10 years, and then coming to the States, where I've been for 4 years now.
Visit the group at their official website, www.indigifem.com. From their latest CD, Indian Souvenir, here is Indigifem once again with Blessed Rain.
Though you didn't speak, rain falls.
for the sheep. We need rain.
And talk about how this project got off the ground. How did you two get to know each other? How did you two get to decide that, that the music is the best way to go for us and we're just going to go do it? How did that happen?
Well, basically in 2006, I had a mentor, a Shawnee mentor, that said, there's a woman that's walking close to our land. She comes from far away and she's into arts. Somehow she's going to connect with you, and together the two of you are going to really complement each other artistically. I suspect it's music. You know, rah, 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 rah. I said, okay. Lo and behold, 3 weeks later, there was Elena knocking on my door, and she fit the description. Dark skin, curly black hair, you know, broad shoulders. She basically described her to a T. This guy is magic. And there she was, and I didn't think anything of it because she was a traveling through musician from New Zealand with a guitar. So I went, cool. I got a place to camp, and she stayed for a bit, and then she went off to do her music. And a month later, she was back. And when she was back here, she was doing some work with Table Women United and working with Vicki Downing and Kathy Sanchez and doing a lot of volunteer work for some of their amazing projects they do, going into prisons and schools and addressing issues that are kicked under the rug, which many people don't like to look at. But Elena has really supported that. So I happened to get a gig at an alcohol recovery center for Native American juveniles here in Santa Fe one afternoon. And I just happened to say, hey, Elena, would you like to come and do this show with me? It's for majority Navajos and Pueblos. They're all under 18 and they're locked up. she said, sure. And that's when I found out that she worked in a detention center for mostly Aboriginal youth. And at that point in time, we went in to play for the boys, and we played each other's music. You know, I watched her chords, and she watched mine. We kind of ad-libbed without much rehearsal. But the impact we made on those boys, it felt like those bars went down, you know. And right there, as we were driving back from the gig, I said, hey, what do you think about maybe bringing our music together, and let's take this on the road? And she said, well, let me sit on it and pray on it and meditate on it and all that kind of stuff. And I think from that point on, I think it was maybe a month or two when we actually had a business meeting and a manifestation meeting and did the big five-year plan. And so far, we've 4 years into it, we've done the five-year plan and then some. So that's how it all happened. And since then, we've been really involved with a lot of indigenous grassroots empowerment circles that really support empowerment and healing and recovery in various ways, whether it be prison rehab, women's battered shelters, what have you. But then once in a while we get, you know, a nice concert, like, you know, last for Indian Market we were at Buffalo Thunder, and we had just a nice crowd listening to our music opening for Joy Harjo, and all of us got to enjoy the magic fingers of Larry Mitchell, our producer, as our lead guitarist. So it just varies, but we do a lot of good stuff. We certainly don't really play bars or pubs or anything like that, but you know what? We don't say no either. I mean, if that's what happens to be the gig we get on the road, then we'll certainly stop in and play a pub.
And talk about working with Larry Mitchell. What was that like?
It's magic. I started working with Larry Mitchell in 2002 on my first album, Yat Eit Et Jene, So It Is. And since then, he became me and Elena's producer. He put together an EP for us back in 2007 that we took on the road to Australia with us for our first tour in 2007 to Australia. And since that time, we just said, let's record. And of course, there's always fundraising and money and that kind of stuff in order to go in the studio. So all those things put into consideration, it finally all came together, and we set a date and time, and basically we just wrote the music, stuff, the concepts, the ideas, and showed up in the studio, and Larry took a listen to it, and of course he laid the tracks down, and some of the arrangements he changed around, and made it fitting. Like, if I could sit with you with the album, I could tell you exactly where what got arranged and stuff like that. So he's just really a visionary. He's an absolute, total, dedicated genius, and he's a superb spiritual being that really operates on intuition, which most people don't. The guy, he doesn't drink, he doesn't drug, he walks a very, very, very light, gentle, he doesn't even overeat. I mean, this guy, he's just amazing. He's such a beautiful black Muscogee Cree Indian man from Brooklyn, New York, that just has the most amazing amount of class, and he's suave, and he's cool, and he's smooth, and he's got dreadlocks, and he's Larry Mitchell. I mean, if anybody can get his magic fingers on their creation, man, they're looking at Grammys and Nammies.
And explain, if it can be explained, the creative process between the two of you. How do you two go about writing music together?
Well, for me, my stuff is really spontaneous. When I have a guitar in hand, spirit comes through, and if I happen to have a recorder nearby, I hit it, or somebody hits the recorder for me, and I capture. But stuff comes through me just really naturally like that. I have planned songs, but once those messages come through me, I get them jotted down, then I can do a little transcription, set it down, then I show it to Elena. She takes a look at it, and then she does some editing and some arranging and some of her own wording and some deleting, and then she really kind of shapes the song for what it is, and then we just find where our voices will fit. You know, we find chorus and harmony and verse and that kind of stuff, and we kind of just work it out. It's really a nice fluid synergy that we both have, and it's definitely a two-woman show with a lot of spirit supporting us creatively.
And from the CD, what songs resonate for each of you the most, and why?
I like Mother Earth, Father Sky, because it sings about, it sings to all of us, male or female, although it's a little girl that got left and abandoned by her mother, and her father didn't know what to do, and this is a true story of someone we know, and she goes on to grow up to be an artist, and this amazing creator of multi-dimensions of artwork and music and film, and she just walks along the earth and shares all of her peace and her teachings for absolutely free, and she's actually recovered from foster home and foster care and abuses and all that terrible discrimination that happens to kids that feel rejected or without a mother, but she really found her peace in the mountains and the rocks and the caves and the elements, and is a wholesome person right now. It's one of the most spiritual persons I know. Her name is Vijali Hamilton, and she inspired that song, but the song basically talks to all of us about really throwing out those conditions that we're born into and growing up and really utilizing our choices and making choices for ourselves that really tear down those bars, those walls. I mean, that DNA subscription we come into this planet with. And for me, it's just, it's freedom for all of us if we choose to. Or we can stay trapped in our stuff and do the Yes Yes show too if we want. Or we can take another direction and really step out of the box. And that's what that song means for all of us.
And I have a couple of favorites. Mother Earth, Father Sky, as Tash was saying, it's got this very melancholy sound to it, yet the words are just very powerful. Just the whole arrangement to it is, for me, really phenomenal. And then the title of the album, Indian Souvenir, which is the first song, and it, you know, it's such an uplifting, upbeat song, very, very catchy. So those are my two faves.
What would each of you like someone to come away with after they heard the album Indian Souvenir?
Inspiration to create art.
And mine essentially would be an impact for the listener to embrace whatever gifts that they have, to really believe to go forth in the world and do whatever they can do or have been brought in this world to do.
Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulturner.com. From the CD Another World, here is Paul Turner one more time with Island.
Find my my way peace inside when I'm sad at night. I'll go back to the fire, reminisce sweet stories on this cold, cold night. Caught up in the same old stories every day. Little obsessions block the way. Where are you going? Where have you been? How are you doing? Why are you here? Where are you going? Where have you been? How are you doing? Why are you here? Greatest gift to find out who you are. True intentions will guide your way. Open to creation's connection to your dreams. To touch others in soul. Old stories every day. Little obsessions block the way. Where are you going? Where have you been? How are you doing? Why are you here? Where are you going? Where have you been? How are you doing? Why?
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Tosh Terry and Elena Higgins of IndigiFem. Visit the duo at their official website, www.indigifem.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.